mind control, searching for the depth of my own soul. I breathe the far beneath, my cover keeps the red from leaking. I'm bleeding on the inside, fear before the fall. 6 feet above the next time, I lose it all.
Alien Podcast, with your hosts Paul Mano and Matt McAfee, the U.S. Government UFO Cover-Up. Episode 7, Part 1.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Alien Podcast. My name's Paul Mano and I have my friend Matt McAfee alongside. Well, not alongside, but, you know, close enough. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Trying to beat the heat up here as well as I know you are down there.
Oh, God, yeah. I think we were somewhere around 112 today.
Oh, so it was kind of a mild day for you then, huh?
Yeah, it was a little bit more mild than usual.
Oh, yeah, sure. Positive it was. Tonight, we're going to have an episode of whether or not the government is covering up the UFOs and how they're covering them up. Actually, it's a cover-up of the whole ufology study, really. What do you think of it, Matt, to begin with?
Oh, I think the government's definitely covering things up. I know a lot of people subscribe to the idea that our government is covering things up to reverse engineer craft and things like that. I don't know if I really buy all of that. I really don't think that our government is that intelligent. I don't think our scientists are that intelligent. I don't think we have the ability really to do anything like that. I think if we were to take a look at it, it would be kind of like the analogy of an anthill, single ant sitting on an anthill looking at humans. They simply would not understand us. They do not understand us. And it's the same thing, I believe, with the whole idea of us reverse engineering any type of UFO technology.
Well, the way I look at it is if you went back in time and left a motorcycle there, let's say back, 1850s or something like that, they may learn how to start it up, but when it runs out of gas, that's the end of it. And
right.
When you think about it, they don't have the technology to make the smallest of any of the parts that go on to that. And I think we're along the same lines as that. I don't know how much we can reverse engineer, but I do believe that the aliens have come to some sort of an agreement with the government to where they've given the government some of that technology for themselves, though.
That's a very good possibility. I believe that possibility does exist. Whether or not it's actually happened, I don't know. Given the fact of our aircraft, I really haven't seen any type of technology that I would say, wow, that really qualifies as something that is futuristic or extremely advanced for what we are. When we take a look at it, I don't think that even like our drone technology, our stealth technology, any of that is really that far advanced than where it really should be at. I know a lot of times people say, well, everything that goes on at Area 51 is 30, 40, maybe 50 years ahead of where we currently are as far as technology. I don't know if I really believe that. Just for the simple fact, I don't think we're that smart of a people. I really don't.
Well, I don't know that we'd be 50 years. I would say probably 30 years in advance of what the public actually knows. What 30
maybe.
Years will get you, I don't know. Would that be like, did they come up with the idea for the space shuttle back in the 50s? I doubt it. So I don't know if there's any technology that stretches that far away from us or not, but I'm not sure that I would go with 50 years. I'm not even so sure that I'd go with 30. I know a lot of people do think about 30 years in advance, but like you said, what have we really seen any of that? Probably haven't, but if the government wants to keep a secret, they can. I mean, just look at the whole UFO cover-up and how long that's been in effect. That's been going on since the 40s, really. They covered up Roswell, and they've covered up everything since then, and there still hasn't been any definitive information about anything since then. There has been a few times when some people thought that the government was going to try to make an effort to go public with some of it. I don't know if that's actually true or if that's just people just talking.
I think a lot of it is just that. I believe that it's politicians just sort of giving lip service and trying to gain votes. In this past election, I know Hillary brought it up. She said that if she were elected, that was going to be one of the first things that she wanted to do was get to the bottom of the UFO thing. I'm sorry. I don't care what people really think. The president does not have that type of power. When you take a look at presidents that have gone before, we've had Barack Obama and we've also had Bush come out on the Jimmy Kimmel show and talk about these types of things. They all say the same thing. We can't talk about it. To be honest with you, I highly doubt they really know that much. I think that maybe somewhere along the line during both of their presidencies, somebody may have pulled them off to the side and said, look, we do have this technology, but that's all we're going to tell you. And I believe that that would be at most all that they would know.
See, I don't think there's hardly any of the elected officials that get to know much of that. And as far as presidents go, I think outside of Truman, Eisenhower, maybe Lyndon Johnson, Kennedy and Nixon, and maybe George Bush Sr., only because of his involvement with the CIA at one time and his alleged involvement with Majestic 12. I don't think any of the other presidents really get to know that because they don't really like to let those people know because, let's face it, they're only in office for 4 or 8 years. The alien cover-up goes way beyond 4 or 8 years. There's so many levels of top secret clearance. A lot of the elected and appointed officials are not that high on that list, the list of, the top secret clearances. And none of them have the top, even though they all think they have the top, I just don't think that too many of the elected officials get to know that because the less that they know, the better off they are. And as far as any politician making some sort of a campaign promise to disclose information on that, it never happened. It would never happen.
That's all it really is, an empty campaign promise.
Jimmy Carter was going to do the same thing when he got into office. It never even came close. It was never even brought up. A lot of them that maybe want to, but in the end, somebody from the CIA will come and visit them and say, you can't really afford to be talking about this kind of stuff because, for one, people aren't going to believe you. And if they don't believe you, they're not going to vote for you. So do you really want to talk about that? And in the end, the guy's going to say, no, probably not, because I don't want to risk all the, all the years that I've got in office already, your senators, your congressmen, such like that. And I think that's the way that goes. I don't think anybody that's elected is ever going to be able to disclose that. I just don't think that's going to be a possible thing to do.
What do you think about as far as the American citizens? I believe it's something like 54% of United States citizens believe that Earth has been visited by extraterrestrial beings of some sort. Why do you think the government would keep it from them? Do you subscribe to the idea that there would be mass panic, or do you believe that there's some type of nefarious act that the government is trying to keep away from the people?
I think it's mostly a few items, and one would be the religious aspects, because some people may not consider that these things are not demonic, such as people think they are. They could end up changing people's views on religion. Also, I think the government would be afraid that if we realize that there is somebody else that has a higher power than them, is that they may lose control of the people, and they don't want that. I think a lot of it has to do with religion and the fact that they want to keep the public well within their control, and they've done that for years.
That's something that they've talked about for years. In fact, I'm sure that it's been decades that it's been going on, that they believe that religion would crumble overnight because suddenly this would prove things that have been missing out of the Bible or the Quran. I guess in all of that, it would make sense to me anyway that they would try to keep that from the people for that simple reason, because so much of the world believes in religion or God, however they see fit to view him or her. At the same time, I kind of wonder whether or not that is the main driving focus, or like you said, whether the people would realize that there's a force stronger than the government, or perhaps it could be that there is something out there that is much more intelligent than what we are. We like to think of ourselves as being something more really than what we are, and all it is humanity has an arrogance really about us. It's kind of like anytime you ever see these invasion movies, whether it's War of the Worlds or Independence Day, any of those, what happens when the aliens get here is somehow humans figure out a way to beat them. Really? You're going to tell me that you have creatures that travel 4 billion light years or whatever, they get here, suddenly we can defeat them? My favorite in that category has got to be the movie Signs. Okay, they're going to travel 4 billion light years or whatever to get here, and suddenly when they get to our planet, all of a sudden they need directions mapped out on the ground for them? That doesn't make any sense. But that's just the way I view that, is I wonder, because we would be dealing with something which is so much more intelligent than what we are as a species. Is that what they're afraid of more than anything? That's, to me, one of the big mysteries of it all. I love the fact that our government has things like underground bunkers for the government officials. I especially love that idea. Let's say that there is actually an alien invasion one day. What are they going to do? They're going to stick our government in the top bunkers. They're going to leave the rest of us poor suckers out here to defend the planet. If we do happen to win, what's going to happen at that point? Our government's going to come crawling back out of the hole and say, hey, didn't we do a great job? That's a point to me that I think that a lot of people overlook, is why does our government have this infrastructure built to be able to survive something like that? It's a very interesting concept to me that they have all of these underground bases, whether it be for a nuclear war, alien invasion, whatever. They have all of these bases to keep themselves safe. Really? Why? It's not like you're doing a great job leading us right now. What the hell makes you think we want you to lead us if something bad wipes out 3/4 of the population?
Well, if something would wipe out 3/4 of the population, there ain't going to be much left for them to fucking lead. Pardon my language. No, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they don't want the people to realize that the government wouldn't be in control if something like this came down. And if it did, they wouldn't be running anything. I mean, whatever alien would come down en masse like that, I'm sorry, they're running everything, you're running nothing.
In the immortal words of Ash from The Evil Dead, you're leading two things right now, pal. Jack and shit. Jack just left town.
That's right. And that's the way that would be. Between that and the religious aspects, because they don't want all the religions to crumble. They don't want things that people have been taught for thousands of years to not be true. A lot of your Catholics and stuff believe, you know, that the aliens, if they were to reveal themselves, it would almost be like Columbus when he, you know, sailed over to this part of the world. When he arrived, it didn't scare him. It broadened his horizons is what it did. And I think a lot of that would be the same thing for a lot of the people. It wouldn't scare everybody. I think people would broaden their horizons to the effect that, okay, we're not the only ones here, and let's find out what this is all about. Now, there's a good chance, no, they're probably not warm and fuzzy, but till it happens, we don't know. But I think once your horizons have been broadened like that, you tend to realize a lot more than what your small world was the day before. You know what I mean? Because once that happens, your world just got a lot bigger.
I find it rather interesting that, to me, the things that I see, especially coming from the Catholic Church, of course, I grew up Catholic, and growing up all of my life, I always heard, we're it. There's nothing more. We are the only creation, yada, yada, yada. As I started getting older now, I've started looking at some of the different things that have happened with the church. And I wonder if they're almost not sort of bleeding the information that they have out to the public. For instance, I believe it was around the year 2000 when Pope John Paul was supposed to read the Fatima scrolls to the people. I don't know the exact story, but supposedly what happened was John Paul opened up the Fatima scrolls. He read everything through them, and he said, mankind is not ready for what is contained in there. Now you have the Catholic Observatory coming out saying, yes, there is a possibility of life being on other planets. I think that slowly there's this sort of drip feed that's going out to the people.
Right. And the way the Catholic Church is, yeah, they don't believe there's any life in this solar system, which is true, besides us. Intelligent life, I should say. But yeah, I mean, the Catholic Church has their observatory on Mount Graham, which they got that together, you know, by going through all the environmental stop signs for it. And, you know, the question is, what does the Catholic Church need with its own observatory?
It's the whole Star Trek V question. Excuse me, what does the Almighty need with my spaceship?
You know, in some ways, they're just like the United States government. They've got stuff in their archives that nobody knows about but them. And nobody ever will know about but them.
I truly believe in quite a few ways. I believe that the Vatican itself is probably the most powerful organization on the planet. Just for the simple fact, like you said, they've got those archives. They have things that we probably can't even imagine that they have. I read somewhere one time it's something like $40 billion worth of real estate that they have in the United States alone. It's insane how much they have.
Right. And that's all stuff that how they acquired it and how they got it. Well, you know, getting back to the disclosure or the cover-up of all of it is when MJ-12 was formed in the late 40s, you know, that was one of their jobs, too, was to, you know, assess what this is. Is it hostile? You know, there's a lot of people that don't think that the Majestic 12 was even real, which I believe it was real.
Yeah, it's a proven fact. We've learned that through Freedom of Information Act.
There's been a lot of people that have said that all the documents and all the findings that people have found that prove that it is existence, and they've all debunked all of it and said that, no, those were all bogus documents, the information. But there's a lot of people that think that the information is legit. It's just the documents themselves that are not, you know, that are bogus. And I think a lot of that could be, too, is that...
Oh, I believe some of the paperwork in that probably is bogus. Some of it's very obvious. I think there's others that are better. It's like we did in the first episode where we talked about how people fake the footage and everything. You know, it's simply becoming easier now.
And I think that back then, it you know, a lot of that stuff you couldn't do. That's why the government had to come up with swamp gas and temperature inversions and everything else to cover everything up, because they really didn't have anything else that they could come up with. You know, that's not to say that they were very creative, because they weren't. But, you know, I mean, the whole cover-up thing's been in place since the 40s, really. You know, since the modern ufology came along, and they learned how to do it real quick, and they do everything very well as far as keeping things a secret and keeping things covered up, and nobody knows much of anything. It's hard to see the cover-up ever really coming to an end.
I especially love the sleight of hand, so to speak, from the government. And what I mean by that is when something does happen, every now and then, it's almost like the government is trying to pull off some type of publicity stunt. For instance, they'll put an object on the back of a flatbed semi and take it down the middle of Main Street, Arizona. You know, it looks just like a UFO, but it's got a cover over. I wonder if they're not doing stuff like that to sort of draw attention away from what's really going on. I've often said that if you want to keep everything quiet, you have to let little things like that out that can be easily disproven. But at the same time, you'll still keep people arguing about it. There's still people to this day that will argue that was a UFO on the back of that truck. I'm pretty much 100% sure that was not a UFO. It may have looked just like one, but I think it was done to sort of draw everybody's attention away, to sort of feed the fires of, hey, let's give them something stupid while we work on the really complex things behind the scenes. It's kind of the whole Wizard of Oz type thing, you know, the man behind the curtain. It's give them a big show out front. Meanwhile, everything is actually taking place somewhere else.
I don't think anybody that's involved in following UFOs is ever going to believe something like that with a UFO on the back of a flatbed going down the highway. That is
right.
Nobody's ever going to believe that. If the information ever gets disclosed, I'm sorry, that's not how it's going to, you know, I think it's going to be something a lot more extravagant than that. And it's also going to be something most likely that the government has no control over whatsoever.
I certainly hope not. Everybody always has the idea that aliens are going to show up and they're going to say something like, take me to your leader. God help us if they actually do that, because that means they're as fucking stupid as what we are.
The one we've got.
No, even then, I can't say I know what a normal leader is, because I don't think we've ever had one within our lifetimes. At the same time, I don't want him going to a scientist, because let's face it, scientists are idiots. They're brilliant people when it comes to science, but they're idiotic when it comes to humanity.
Just about everything else.
Right. People can say, well, you know, we're going to need linguistics experts and everything else. No, we're not. They're not going to come here and know absolutely nothing about us. It's just not going to happen. I believe that what we need is citizenship. Our citizenship, I believe, is who is going to come in contact with them first. Hopefully, my idea or my dream of some type of first contact is that they're going to show up probably in the middle of nowhere, you know, someplace that you would expect them to be out probing people or some shit. They're going to come to normal people. It's not going to be take me to your leader. It's not going to be some military general. It's not going to be a scientist or anything else. Why? Because I think that they're going to have the intelligence to go beyond the human structure that we have on this planet. I believe that it's going to be something much deeper, perhaps on a DNA level, something like that, that they're going to be able to connect with humans. They're not going to connect with leadership. They're not going to connect necessarily with the scientific community. They would come here to connect with the people itself. I think if they came here and said, take me to your leader, I would be instantly suspicious of their actions at that point, because I would think that at that point they're here for war, or they're here by nefarious means. In other words, I would not expect them to be here with the best of intentions.
No, I don't think they would be either. Why would they be? Because they're going to be, you know, light years ahead of us in everything. So why would they come down here just to not do anything? I mean, I think that there may be some of the races they may not come down here to do that, but they may not want anything to do with us either. As far as all of them being that way, no, I think there's some that would come down here just to, let's face it, they could have us in an afternoon if they wanted us. It's plain and simple. we're not ever going to be better than anybody that comes from that far away. I don't know if our government could even do much against any of that.
Our government would be completely useless. I know a lot of people talk about, well, you know, we could nuke them. Really? Do you honestly think they would not have something beyond nuclear capability? That would be child's play to them. I honestly believe that after all of the nuclear testing that we did in the first half of last century, the number of sightings had gone up within the country. I believe that the reason why those sightings went up is because they were probably somewhere around the planet and they said, oh, shit. The kids started playing with matches and they came down here to check on us to make sure we weren't in the middle of wiping out the entire fucking species. I honestly think that that would be the reason why the number of sightings went up during that time period. And that was the only reason. I think they probably looked at it as nothing more than us finding a box of matches. We'd even remotely close to anything that they would have as far as weapons. No, I don't believe that. The way I take a look at it is if they have the technology to be able to travel, let's say, millions or billions of light years to get here, and in a very short period of time, if they have that sort of technology, we have to keep in mind they may be a much older species than us. Let's say they're 10 billion years older than what we are. Imagine 10 billion years ago, they discovered nuclear weapons. We got to nuclear weapons within a few hundred thousand years of the evolution of our species. So how far along would they be after 10 billion years?
A lot farther than us.
Exactly.
Nuclear weapons would be nothing to them.
That whole idea of our nuclear arsenal, or really any weapons that we have. I'm sure that we've got weapons that are probably more advanced than anything that the public knows about. I've mentioned the Laws weapon before, a tremendous weapon. We've probably had it for a decade or something, and it's just now really gaining the steam to get out to the public. The other day, I just read an article that there are helicopters now with the Laws weapon on board it to specifically take out drones and things like that. If you think about that type of technology, that's probably still child's play to them. So it's not like we are that advanced. But the way I take a look at the whole thing is, whenever you look at our technology, it would basically be like the M. Night Shyamalan movie. That's what people are thinking. Everybody's thinking that it's going to be like the movie Signs, where they're going to come down here and a glass of water is going to kill them. Really? Are we that stupid that we think that an alien species is going to travel all of that distance across millions of miles to get to us? They're going to know that water can kill them, and they're going to come to a fucking planet that's 2/3 water? Really? I mean, come on. It makes about as much sense as saying, well, our nuclear arsenal can take them out. No, it couldn't.
No, it might, but it might take half of us with it.
More than half. It'd kill all of us, and all they would have to do is get back in their ships and go in a low Earth orbit or something. It would, you know, wait 10,000 years and come back.
Right.
I just think that we put way too much into our own knowledge and our own self-worth. I don't really see us being as much as what we would like to think that we are. And that, to me, is a problem.
We're not all that either. Just because you're the most intelligent thing on this planet doesn't mean you're the most intelligent thing elsewhere.
Right.
You know? And sometimes I'm not even so sure we are on this planet. But yeah, that I don't see us being the most intelligent or the most technologically advanced, period. I don't see that at all.
To me, I mean, one word describes how little we know. That word is very simple. War.
Right.
Any species that commits the atrocities that we do upon each other, we're not an advanced species. We just happen to be the most advanced thing on land, perhaps, on this planet. That doesn't really say a whole lot. It doesn't impress me much.
No. I mean, it's we're the just because we're better at killing each other than everybody else, than every other race or animal on the planet is. But yeah, I mean, the way you look at it, with all we do is fight. We don't do anything else. There isn't anything that we do that doesn't have that in mind.
I really believe that a whole cover-up has gone on for so long now. I believe that it's almost just become natural in the grand scheme or the order of things for us to deny things that have happened. I think that we sort of started to dig a hole and we found ourselves digging deeper and deeper and deeper until the government got to a point where they're like, you know, there's really no way that we can come out and tell anybody anything right now because we've denied it for so long. People are going to be all over us. The American people seem to forget that I don't care who the government official is. I don't care what their position is. They work for us. And for them to come out and say, yeah, by the way, we've been lying to you for the past 70 years, it would be extremely detrimental to their career. I think people forget about that. These politicians are making a living off of us. If they have to come out and admit to us that they've been lying to us, guess what? They may not see that nice fat little pension or the medical insurance and everything else that goes right along with being a bullshit artist. Because let's face it, that's all they are. I think that Mel Brooks had that correct in History of the World. They're nothing but bullshit artists.
You know, and I often wonder, and I don't know what you feel on it, but do you think that because they've been covering it so long, they really wouldn't even have any idea as to how to go about disclosing the information?
I think that within the government, the problem is you don't really have any one group that could give you an answer. It's not like you could go to the Air Force and ask the Air Force about it because they're really not going to know everything. Everybody would imagine that the Air Force would be the ones that pretty much run the show when it comes to anything being in our skies. It's already been proven that the Navy has more information than what the Air Force does about it. I think that when you take a look at it, there's no one single group, and that's how they've been able to keep the lid of secrecy. I know you get people that come out all the time, Neil deGrasse Tyson and people like him, Bill Nye, all of them, they all come out and they say, well, it would be almost impossible to keep something secret like that. No, not really. Not when you have so many hands in the cookie jar that one hand doesn't know what the other one's doing. That really keeps the lid of secrecy on everything that they do. So if you have something like that, let's say that you have a USO that the Navy finds, the Navy is going to take certain information. They're going to perform certain experiments. The Air Force is going to be working on their own. So the Navy is going to give them what information they need. Then you have this group of scientists that's going to be working on it. And the scientists are going to be looking at things like reverse engineering, if in fact that's what they do, which I don't really believe. But scientists are going to be taking a look at it. And the scientists are going to be trying whatever they do, whether it's reverse engineering or trying to figure out anti-gravity, whatever. You just have so many people working on different moving parts that nobody really knows what the hell is going on. I'm quite sure that if the Navy were to discover a downed craft like that, they may take part of it. Let's say they may take part of the exhaust system. And they're going to send it to the scientists. And they're going to tell the scientists, hey, this is something that somebody has recently patented. Can you tell us how it works? We would like to know more about it. Is this really feasible to do? The scientists aren't going to know, hey, this is from a downed USO. They're just simply going to know that they've been asked to do something. And same thing with the Air Force. If the Navy were to give the Air Force any information at all about it, they may give them the anti-gravity portion of it. And they may say, hey, can this really work this way? Next thing you know, you've got thousands of people working on these microscopic parts to the same vehicle, and there's no real one group that controls everything. Somehow all the information does get put together. Do I think that there's a group of people that have a pretty good knowledge? Yeah, probably, but I still don't think any one particular group of people within the government is going to be able to give you a straight answer.
No, they won't, because I think they're all involved in it in some way, shape, or form, just like you said. So what the Air Force may say, they may know their part. The Navy knows their part. The Army knows their part. NASA knows its part. But no, they don't know all of everybody else's parts of what's going on and who's the most prominent player in it. It could be the Air Force. It could be the Navy. I know the Navy plays a big part in a lot of that stuff. They have a lot to do with Area 51. I know that much.
It could be any alphabet agency that there is.
It could be. Yeah. Well, they're all involved in that to an extent. They're all involved. And you know how the government is so compartmentalized that they don't know what the other side of the room's talking about or doing. So, and that doesn't change. So I don't think it's going to change anytime soon either.
The best idea that I could relay to people about it is, imagine having a puzzle, 1,000 different pieces, and you take a single piece of the puzzle. You take the whole box of puzzle pieces out, and you stand out on a busy street corner, lots of people walking by. You give a single piece to each person that walks by. You ask each person to tell you what the complete picture is. There's no way they could do it.
They can't.
Nobody could do that. However, you're probably going to have one person that still has the lid of the box that's going to have the complete picture. But the problem is they no longer have the puzzle pieces to be able to put it together. So all they essentially have is this 30,000 foot view of what is on this box cover. They don't know whether or not that's what the puzzle really was or not. They just know that now there's 1,000 people walking around the streets that each have a piece of the puzzle. You've got all of these people, and you have to bring all of them together again to be able to build that puzzle. And it's never going to happen. They're never going to be able to find those 1,000 people again to put those puzzle pieces back together and to make something of it. It's just not going to happen. They've been smart enough to take every single puzzle piece and give it to someone different. I honestly believe it's no different whatsoever in ufology and how all of that is handled within our government.
Yeah, and that's the way all of it's done. You know, there isn't anybody that knows everything. And even if they did, they're not going to tell anybody anything.
Right.
And, you know, and even if they did tell you, could you believe them?
Look at all of the people who have come out of the different branches of military service. You know, guys like Cliff Stone and people like that that have come right out and said, yeah, we've got this information. Quite a few people don't believe people like that, even though they were at one time a military person. We've got very high-ranking former military people coming out saying, yeah, this is true. And all the government has to do is say, prove it. They can't prove shit. They can say, yeah, I've seen that puzzle put together. I can't really give any proof even that I've seen that puzzle.
Yeah, a lot of people have seen a lot of things, but at the end of the day, they have no proof of anything. They have no hardware, no real evidence to prove anything. And that's where the government has everything, is because they have all the evidence to prove everything. They're not about to give any of it up.
At that point, all it is really, it's kind of like you and I do on this podcast. A lot of what we do really comes down to speculation. We simply speculate about things perhaps in a different way than what people are used to. Most people are used to hearing, well, the Air Force has all of the puzzle pieces. And we're looking at it saying, no, there's probably 1,000 different people that have all 1,000 pieces of the puzzle. When you take a look at it, all it comes down to really is speculation. There is no way that anybody can ever prove anything. The last time I checked, I believe 1947 was outstanding proof that something happened. 1897, outstanding proof. 1975, Travis Walton. 1961, Betty and Barney Hill. All of these things. to me, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if it were just one, maybe two things that have happened, then I could say, no, I seriously doubt it. But there are thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of things that have happened. So I really cannot discredit all of those things. If anything, I believe that more things happen than what people even realize. And what I mean by that, I know a lot of people believe in alien abduction, that the planet has been visited. If anything, I believe that it happens a lot more than what people realize. I think that somewhere along the lines, you probably have debunkers out there that have actually been abducted. Of course, there's no proof of that, but I'm willing to bet from my own experiences, I truly believe that at minimal 50% of the entire world's population has had some type of experience. And most of the time, I do believe that that involves some type of abduction or at least sightings or something like that to that effect.
Yeah, I wish I was in the 50% that has had an experience, but I haven't.
Well, that's just, I believe that you very well could be, and you simply don't know. Even people who have had experiences, most of the time, I would say probably 90% of those people, the only way they've been able really to recall it is through regressive hypnosis and things like that. I feel very fortunate that I've been able to recall a lot of things without having to go through that. However, I've absolutely considered going through regression. Why? Because I want to know a hell of a lot more details about things that have happened. My first experience happened when I was 4 years old. I would love to be able to go through regressive hypnosis to dig into that more. Whenever it happened, my own mother, from the time that I told her, believed that I did not tell her everything. She felt that I was told not to tell her everything. So I would like to know what that information is. I would love to do that. And one of these days, hopefully, I will be able to find a regressive hypnosis, be able to get into the program to find out really more about myself. But and the whole point of it is, I believe that you very well could have. You or someone close to you in your family may have been able to go through it. I don't know. But I do think that it probably has happened. There again, it goes right back to we could be going up against a technology that's billions of years further advanced than us. And it would simply be a minor thing to them to erase our memories.
Yeah, they could do that easily, I think, because otherwise, if they couldn't, there'd be too many people that would know too much. I think they use that to their advantage, the fact that people don't remember too much. I mean, there are some people that it may not work on them as well, to where they see glimpses of things, maybe not the whole picture, but I think to an extent, a lot of people don't know. As far as myself, I don't know of anything that I can ever remember, but you know, that's not to say that there isn't something. As much sleep as I lose in the night, yeah, it's possible. I could wake up and there could be some little green guy standing at the window. I don't know, you know.
I hear a lot of people that have phobias. People have a phobia of certain insects. And I wonder if that's not somehow a subconscious extension of things that they have seen. And I've often wondered about that. Is that something that really causes the phobias, or is that a uniquely human thing? It's very difficult to be able to tell, and nobody could really ever answer that. Nobody could say beyond the shadow of a doubt that phobias are not caused by something like that. I realize that they're very quickly dismissed as anything like that having happened to a person. But at the same time, I have to say that is a real possibility that something like that would have happened to them, hence the reason why they have the phobia.
To find out more about the show, or promptly send your death threats, or for your free, no-obligation anal probe, please visit alienpodcast.net.